Greetings, people. Eric the Freedom Screamer here. Some quick updates. Very sad. Michael Bloomberg, the leftist hardcore Marxist in drag, gun grabber, lunatic mayor of New York City, former mayor of New York City, although they still call him mayor, like it's his lifetime title. He's just been appointed by Cuomo over the army of tracers that's going to be unleashed on New York right now, funded by Bloomberg, $10 million, upwards of $10 million, and $1.3 billion from Donald Caesar. Of course, it's not his money out of his own pocket. It was quite easy for him to do, give away our money to an army of tracers that's going to be used against us. Two bits of really sad news of things that are going on here in Buffalo. We had a huge protest, which got the ball rolling on the reopening. But, I mean, a landscaper just called in and said the landscapers are only allowed to cut grass. They can't put in any plant, any bushes or trees, and they can't lay down mulch, which is the only form of organic weed control that you have, your best one. Simplest, cheapest, most effective, natural. They're not letting them lay mulch. You can only cut grass. Someone else called and said he went to his doctor, and the doctor said, well, we're going to diagnose you as probable COVID-19. No test, but the county put him on the list anyway, and the sheriff shows up at his house and says, nobody in your house can come out for 2 weeks. Not the person who we think may be sick. They had no test. Or their family locked in their house in Buffalo. So there's some sad things that are still going on here. So we have to all worry about protecting ourselves legally and lawfully. So we're going to get into solutions here. Several solutions. Number one, people always remember, don't identify yourself as a citizen and make it clear you have no contract with anybody who's coming to encounter you. They have no lawful authority. You're aware that they're corporate officers. They're not lawful entities. There's no law. All they have are executive orders, and executive orders apply only to employees of the executive branch of government, which you are not. And tell people to get off your property. People, if you get sick, stay home for a few weeks, get better, have people deliver you things. Do not go to the doctor. This guy said he had no test, strictly from going to the doctor with a probable, possible, could, may, might diagnosis. Nothing affirmative, no positive test. He got put on the list, and he got locked in his house. So this is getting really serious. So I encourage people to stay tuned. Oh, the very, very disturbing news about this whole army of tracers is now that Bloomberg is going to be using 35,000 public college, public university students to do the tracing for the army of tracers. So you're going to have basically an army of young leftist college students with the power of the police at their hand, under the rubric or the purview of a public, under the excuse of public safety and public health emergency, and they're going to be exercising power that you will someday wish you did not let them have. So beware of the 35,000 public university students being funded by Donald Trump with somebody else's money that he stole, and Bloomberg with, at least he's using his own money, upwards of $10 million for 35,000 public university students to be unleashed with the power of the police on the American people. People, I would be stockpiling all kinds of things, including guns, ammo, food, any supplies you might need for the long run, because they're going to attempt to lock. What happens when the next pandemic comes down the pike and they want to lock people in there? And it's 6 months incubation period, or you could be contagious for a year or a year and a half. What are you going to do then when they try to lock you in your house basically for the rest of your life on an ongoing basis? You can come out with a full hazmat suit if you have papers and permission from the police. That's where this is going. We're already on our way there. So hang in there. I'm going to give you guys an update after what I hear Donald Caesar have to say from his lying lips. Mr. Man of the People had Julius Cuomo come into the White House yesterday, and instead of reading in the Riot Act and saying respect the people's liberties and the respect the people's freedom while you're trying to pretend that you're protecting them, and instead he handed him $1.3 billion for the new army of tracers. Obama's civilian defense force is finally here. They couldn't get it through under Obama. They just used Obama to be the announcer. They could get it through under Donald Trump because people will do anything for their precious leader. They'll walk right into the FEMA camps, and now it's here. Obama said, we cannot rely on our military alone to achieve the objectives we have set. We must have a civilian defense force just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded. And that was Obama. And now we have Obama's quote-unquote civilian defense force, which, as you can see now, people, it has nothing to do with defense. This is truly a civilian offense force because they're not defending against anything or anybody. These people are going to be used to go after, to hunt down, to track, trace, database, isolate, remove, and completely lock down anybody who they see fit. And remember, I just heard from a gentleman local here in Buffalo that there, when he asked the lady, why am I on the list of COVID patients being locked in my house by the sheriff's department? She said, there is no test. You're just on the list anyway. She told him to basically go, screw, we're not testing. If we get a call from your doctor that it's a probable or they're not sure and they're looking for a test that they could do on you, you'll just go on the list anyway. Probable means guilty. This is why the removal of due process is going to be fatal to everybody in this republic. And people, you'll wish you had stood up for your freedom when you could do it relatively easily with your mouth, your voice, and your mind, rather than later when it's going to be much more difficult. We'll just leave it at that. We'll check in with you all later. Take care.